The teaching the Buddha offered to Bahia has a lot to offer us. Opening to, in the seen is only the seen, in the heard only the heard, in the sensed only the sensed, in the cognized only the cognized. As we explore experience from that perspective, we start to see or recognize that the ways that our mind interweaves these various areas together, often it is not simply the seen as only the seen. There are thoughts about what we see, an idea, concept about what we see, views and beliefs about what we see. And this area, the cognized, the arising of concepts, of views, of beliefs, thoughts, that's where delusion enters. When we are unaware, it may be that we are unaware of these arising at all. Unaware that kind of connected with the seeing is a concept or an idea about what we're seeing. Thoughts about what we're seeing. Views or beliefs about what we're seeing. Just completely unaware of that. Maybe that's how the delusion enters in. And then there can be an awareness of the thoughts, the concept, the views. But we still buy into them. Believe in their kind of almost believe in that they exist independently somehow. And so this is another kind of way delusion enters in. And the teaching the Buddha offers around in the cognized is only the cognized. To me, this is a teaching around seeing the way delusion can work. When we see a concept as just a concept, a perception, independent, or not the same as the sight or the sound, but a different process in the mind. Seeing, recognizing is happening. Thinking is happening. Views or beliefs are happening. That begins to burst the bubble of the delusion around those views, thoughts, concepts. And as that bubble of delusion bursts, we start to see things more clearly. We see the impermanent, ever-changing nature of experience. The unreliable, not-self nature of experience. And in fact, in the teaching to Bahia, the Buddha continues the teaching. After offering, this is how you should train yourself. In the seen is only the seen, and the heard only the heard, and the sensed only the sensed, and the cognized only the cognized. He offers to Bahia, when for you there will be only the seen, in terms of the seen, only the heard, in terms of the heard, only the sensed, in terms of the sensed, only the cognized, in terms of the cognized. And there's no you in terms of that. And And when there is no you in terms of that, there is no you there. You are neither here, nor yonder, nor between the two. This, just this, is the end of suffering. So he points to how this kind of seeing opens us to the truth, this understanding of not self. Also, I think the same exploration opens us to the understandings of the impermanent and unreliable nature of experience. Seeing in the seen is only the seen. Phenomenon arising and passing away moment after moment. Because arising and passing away moment after moment, unreliable as a place for lasting happiness. And so the teaching here points to a simple awareness that orients towards understanding our experience as experience arising in the present moment. And the Buddha says or points to that kind of attention, that training, that will free the mind. It's interesting to me that in this teaching, the Buddha doesn't say in between, in the seen is only the seen, and when for you, in the seen is only the seen. He doesn't say anything about, oh, and you have to believe this teaching of not self. He just says, when for you, in the seen is only the seen, and the heard is only the heard, and the sensed is only the sensed, and the cognized is only the cognized. There is no you in terms of that. It is revealed, this truth, these teachings, the simple exploration of experience in this way reveals how our mind confuses us, constructs the what we think of as permanent, reliable self nature of experience. And yet we can just keep the exploration simple. We don't have to be thinking about the teaching of not self. We don't have to be remembering all of that. The teaching says this is how you should train yourself. Simple. Simple. Recognize seeing is happening as seeing. Recognize particularly when thoughts, concepts, views are happening. Because that's the area that delusion comes in and just plays its magic show in the mind to confuse, delude us to believing experience as something that it is not. The practice is simple. The understanding that arises from that simple practice, it's kind of mind-blowing. But what we do, how we engage, that's really simple. And the seen is only the seen. And the heard is only the heard. And the sensed is only the sensed. And the cognized is only the cognized.